The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Mary, who's got a coworker who's driving her kind of nuts. She is not, well, let's just say they have very different work ethics, and you mentioned she's the office manager. Does that mean that she actually is your boss or not?
But directly, yes, my supervisor. She's very good friends with the principal, which is another issue there in itself.
There's nothing you can do about that. It would seem to me that if we could move, if you think about the office in your head, is there any place that you could either change desks with somebody or have, I mean,
there's only the two desks, and it's a very, there's lots of traffic in and out. You know, there's 28 teachers, and they walk in and out all day to the room where their boxes are, their inboxes. Partitions might help, but we did rearrange the office and to her benefit.
How was the office rearranged?
Well, the office is, I'd say, a 12 by 12 square.
Okay.
You know, there's nowhere else for me to go. I mean, we could maybe think of another solution.
Where's the place that you go to be, would you say, not the lunchroom, but where is it?
The health room.
What about the health room?
Yeah, I'm thinking that might work. It has worked in the last few weeks. It was so hard to go back after break because of the comment she made.
The two of you drive each other nuts. From her point of view, your muteness that you tattled on her, so she's not going to be your best friend. You don't have to be her best friend.
But no.
If we can separate the two of you, and you have to not take it so seriously, but if I can get the two of you into separate corners, then you don't have the moment-to-moment aggravation that you've got now.
Yeah.
So both of you are going to be able to tolerate each other a little bit better.
She literally has not spoken to me in this whole time.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be stupid and cheerful. What we really want to do is just get the two of you separated so you don't drive each other crazy. If you don't know if she's talking to her daughter or getting a prescription or doing something, then you're not going to care. You're just going to get your job done. And if she's not
excuse me, can I tell you what I've done? I'm in a union, and I spoke to the union labor representative, and today I filled out a public complaint form, which is what he told me to do. And so I'm just not sure at this point after that's filed. If, you know, I think she's going to be resistant. They will represent me, and then, you know, they'll get somebody
Mary, you're going to come across as St. Mary the Divine if you can get this resolved without the union getting involved anymore.
That's true.
Because you really want is sit down today or go in tomorrow morning, tell the union you want them to sit on it for 24 hours. Go in tomorrow, look at the space in the health room, and see if there's not a way of moving you into a corner of the health room, whether it means putting up a partition or putting up a screen, so the two of you are not on top of each other. Then you're not going to know when she comes and goes, and if she doesn't get her work done, it's the principal's issue, not yours. You're not going to be aware of her phone calls. When her text bings, you're not going to hear it. And the rest of you just have to let go. You have to understand the two of you are never going to be best friends. It's okay. The principal, to a certain extent, is not being a very good administrator because he or she should have taken care of this a long time ago and didn't.
Yes.
And the principal, to a certain extent, has got the best of both worlds because if he can make you angry with each other, then he can make you competitive with each other to do a good job for him. So he's being a very obtuse administrator, but you're not going to change that either. And if you go after him, you've got a whole different can of worms. So call up the union, tell them to sit on it for 24 hours, go in tomorrow, look at the health room, sit down, go to the principal and say, listen, I don't want this to be a fuss. I don't want to get any farther away than it has. Clearly the two of us drive each other crazy. How about if we moved my office into the health room, then she can come and go as she wants. The other thing I was going to suggest is I remember in elementary school, I got to be the attendance monitor, and I got to go and collect the things from all the teachers and help take attendance. I mean, sixth graders, yeah, get one of the smart sixth graders to come and be your assistant.
That would be great. We have some that do the deliveries, you know, lunches,
yeah,
that are for.
But they can pick up. I mean, there's some sixth grader who is driving some teacher crazy because they're
yeah,
getting their work done early. They're chatty. Yeah. They would love to do it. They can do it for extra credit. So,
well,
listen,
this girl, she chooses to do some of the help, but then other times she refuses.
We don't. If we're talking about the office match, we don't care. You're gonna have to let her go. You have no control over her. The two of you are gonna drive each other crazy. If she's not your problem, she's the principal's problem.
Okay.
You just have to wash your hands of it 100%. So what you're gonna do? Call up the union so you don't get. So you stop that. Go in, see if you can diagram exactly the space that you need in the health room, and suggest that you get. For days where you're not, because you don't want to put your burden on other people's shoulder, that you have each of the teachers nominate one of their, you know, prize students to come and help you do the attendance, and then you're done, and you look like you look like instead of a troublemaker or a malcontent, you look like a problem solver, and you've solved everybody's problems in one swell swoop, including your own. Pardon?
Got it. Yes, thank you.
All right. And in the meantime,
you are fabulous. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you. It's just a matter. Look, all we need to do is remove the initial irritation, and then you'll be fine. And it's the day-to-dayness, knowing you have to face each other, knowing your desk on, and you're driving her as crazy as she's driving you. So,
yeah.
But you're going to take care of it, and you will be everybody's hero.
Okay.
Call the union first,
like,
so that doesn't start without you, and then you'll have it taken care of tomorrow. You'll have it done by the end of the week.
Oh, okay. Thank
all
you,
right?
Dr. Gray. Yeah.
You're welcome, Mary. 855-993-7569. There really is such a thing, not only in nuclear devices, but in human behavior, of critical mass. When we talk about the straw that breaks the camel's back, what you're talking about is such a level of irritation and aggravation that anything can set it off. All right? So what we need to do is make sure that we don't allow ourselves or our situations to get into that kind of scary territory, because it's very hard to recover from it. And the other problem about it is once you've reached critical mass, not only will anything set it off, but it's not clear what set it off. You're saying, but how could they have done it? Well, the answer is that didn't do it. It was just the critical mass. It just got to the point where everything tipped. So you want to make sure that you don't let things get near a tipping point, because it's very dangerous, very hard to put back together, and very hard to even assess how this happened, because what it looks like is, well, somebody really overreacted. They didn't overreact. They reacted to a whole different set of circumstances. All righty, 855-993-7569. And unfortunately, managers, there's a whole school of management that says we sort of set people at each other's throats to get the most productivity out of them. I think it's stupid management style and doesn't actually work, but it's not an unknown philosophy, unfortunately. All right, which actually is part of one of the... one of the plays I will review for you later. There's been another spate of plays for me to tell you about. And I know, you know, I started doing plays on the program when People Magazine started reviewing theater. I thought, you know, everybody, and it's not only that people come to New York to see theater, which is one of the major tourist attractions, but that that a lot of the theater travels. Not to mention, you can look just incredibly erudite by talking about theater, even if you've never set foot. Right. I mean, talking about movies is one thing. Talking about theater, right? 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? Can I help you with it? Be glad to do it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. So Manny is my guy who keeps me honest about emails. He's always saying, Joy, when people email you, they really need a quick response. So Manny just said, how about if we do an email here? And I said, okay. Never cross Manny.
We got an email here from Betsy, and she says, Dr. Joy, can you talk about the one-year rule for teens? my son ended a one-year relationship and wanted to go out with another girl the next day. We spoke with him in ways that got him to come to the conclusion himself that this was not a good idea. So what, so what's the one-year rule equivalent for teens?
You know, no one's ever asked me that question before. They've asked me for... The only exception I've ever given for the one-year rule was someone who was 96 years old. And he said, Joy, 1 year is going to be a huge percentage of my dating time left. So I think I knocked it down to 6 months. It's a good question. You know, I think that we probably have to modify it a little bit for teenagers, to be quite honest. And let's make, I'm just trying to think where the dividing line should be. Because high school romances tend to have the half-life of what a, you know, an aunt or something. I mean, they're, but having said that, there are some of the same issues that apply. So let's go through what the issues are, and then we'll work out a time frame. Because just as if you're 96 years old, a year seems like an awfully long time. Strangely enough, when you're 15, a year seems like a huge amount of time. For exactly the opposite reason, right? One is that you have too much time on your hands and things are happening so fast that a year just seems like forever. And if you're 96, a year seems like 50% of the time left to you. So they both have a time distortion involved. Right. So the reason for the one-year rule, let's go through that first. And then, as I said, we'll evolve a time frame. Is that what you, first of all, when you break up, no, even if you're the one who broke it off, there's obviously a sense of dissatisfaction, a sense of unhappiness. And even if you're the one, if you break it off, you quite often feel like you're a bad guy or woman. I mean, this is gender insensitive or irrelevant. And if you're the one who got dumped, it feels even worse. So no matter how you look at it, we're talking about a whole lot of ick. Right? That it didn't work very well. Somebody's feelings are hurt. Everybody feels either guilty or rejected. Not nice stuff. And it is especially a volatile time in that when we're 15, the problem is, or 16 or 17, we just don't have the dating perspective to say, these things happen. So things are going to loom larger than they would at other times in our life. We're not going to have the perspective. So the whole thing to remind yourself is that relationships should be choices, not needs. I know it's I want you, I need you, I love you. Want is fine. I mean, that's, and certainly teenagers are very well aware of hormones. Need, bad idea. Because need means that somebody is going to either satisfy it or not satisfy it. If somebody satisfies it, either you're beholden to them or dependent on them, which can be the same thing. And once that need is met, let's say that somebody just dumped me and said, Joy, you're fat. So I start dating Manny, who says, Joy, you're the best looking thing since sliced bread. And I'm thinking, wow, Manny's great. And but then Manny also does things like break dates or whatever. And all of a sudden, or let's just say that Manny's a great guy and thinks that I'm just gorgeous. But all of a sudden, I'm feeling gorgeous, and I'm thinking, what do I need Manny for? You know, I can probably do better. So no matter how you look at it, I'm either going to be dependent on Manny and put up with a lot of nonsense from him that I shouldn't be putting up with, or I'm going to use poor Manny as the Band-Aid on my wounded psyche, and I'm going to move on, which means I just used another human being. So no matter how you look at it, need, bad idea. Not only from my point of view, because if I keep going through this, I'm going to either be completely insensitive, or if I have any conscience at all, I'm not going to feel very good about myself. But it's a terrible way to treat Manny, whose only real sin was to think I was okay. So, need, bad idea. So the question, so, and that's basically, in a nutshell, why the one-year rule is need doesn't work as a long-term basis for a relationship, and you don't want to go through a whole bunch of serial relationships. Because even if you're 15, you don't want to be breaking up with somebody every 3 weeks. You get a bad rep, your stomach will hurt. It's not a good plan. So the point is how do you stabilize from the end of that ick? The negativity, the sadness, either the guilt or the sense of rejection. And the answer is, you keep yourself out of harm's way for a while. You do things that make you feel better about yourself, which don't include another person. You become literally self-centered in all the positive ways that you can use that word. Self, meaning you don't have to worry about another soul. You don't have to worry about dressing for somebody or wearing their favorite clothes or talking about the things they want to talk about or pretending to like things that you don't like. You indulge in whatever it is that you want to do. You take some time and focus on self, which can sometimes get lost in a relationship. Center, meaning that we're not bouncing off the walls, that we are really centered, that we find that inner core, that inner sense of ourselves. And once we've done that, then if Manny wanders by and I think, hey, cute dude, then I can choose to be with him. And if he does things that please me, I can stay with him. If he does things that don't please me, I can either negotiate him or dump him or move on. We're not dumping Manny. Manny, is my mic still on? Kidding. All right, so the point is that the same basic issues apply whether you're 15 or 115. The only difference is really the time factor. So, but if you explain this, as it sounds like you did, Betsy, to your teenager, then helping him understand that needing somebody is not a good basis. What you need to do is focus on self and centering. And once you've done that, then you're going to make much better decisions. And so, because otherwise you're just going to be, rebound is a real phenomenon. And it works okay if you're Villanova. It doesn't work so well if you're in school with somebody. So you don't want to use other people. You don't want to get used. You don't want to get hurt. You want to have the basis, not to mention at 15, you want to learn the skills that will work for you in the next decade, in the next several decades of your life, so that you're learning the skills to be able to present yourself and attract people that are meaningful and important to you. So that's the 1 year rule. So what would I do for teenagers? Rather than set a specific rule, I might do a semester, because kids' lives are so much into semesters, because we're still in school. Now take this semester and focus on school, focus on clubs, focus on your friends, focus on spending time with your horrible parents and your wretched little brothers and sisters. Maybe go out for a sport and just take the time to focus on you and what's important to you. And as you become more and more who you need to be, you'll make better and better choices of who you want to be with. Okay, so I guess a semester if you're under 18, which is about 6 months, right? When you're 99. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of
all right, Judy, I promise I'll tell them. I just got a lot of plays to get through. I don't mean to sort of stomp on your chorus. But, all right, so six plays this week. This has been some of the best theater I've ever seen. So pay attention, and you can always go to drjoy.com and see the reviews, hear the reviews, I guess. All right, let me start with Arthur Miller's The Crucible. Arthur Miller's having a great year on Broadway. It's not, I think this is the, would have been his 100th anniversary of his birth. Yeah, no, 1915, so last year was. I actually met him. He died in 2005, and I think I met him in 2004. And he was 90 years old when I met him. So he was an old, 89, something like that. And you could see this is a huge man with huge hands who, when he looked at you, you felt you were the only person in the world. I mean, he was incredibly sexy. I mean, he was nearly a 90-year-old man when I met him, and he was still, it was remarkable. It was just a very cool dude. So I reviewed View from the Bridge, which is not one of my favorite of his plays, but I love this incarnation with Mark Strong. This is The Crucible, which I've seen. I sat with Liam Neeson, who was terrific. It's a great play. It was written with the idea of Arthur Miller being upset about the House Un-American Activities Committee, the idea that if people say a lie often enough that that people begin to believe it, and it seems like it could have been pulled from today's headlines. It was actually written in 1953. The cast is uniformly terrific. It's a huge cast. It's perhaps the most, well, one of the more remarkable things, other than the fact that that it's a huge cast and a great play, is it's directed by Ivo van Hove, who is a very controversial director who believes in minimalism. And so in this one, as he did in View from the Bridge, in this one, people are, the stage is almost always completely blank. Occasionally it's stairs on it, or chairs on it, but essentially it's not set as a period piece, including the costumes, which, that if I had a criticism, I would have two minor criticisms. One is that the costumes are not Puritan area, you know, with the bonnets and the hoop skirts, which makes it seem more timely. But they're sort of non-denominational. I probably would have made them a little sleeker or something, but that's a minor criticism. And during the second act, there is a cauldron that has a gas light underneath it, which I thought was only distracting, also with a gauge on the front. I don't know why he did that. I guess the cauldron's heating things up. The story is of a young woman who convinces everybody in town. She and her girlfriends are caught by one of the fathers prancing around in the moonlight dancing, as we know adolescent girls are prone to do. This happens in Salem, Massachusetts. And so one of the girls decides that she goes into a trance because she's so embarrassed by her father seeing her. And so the girls get together and concoct this story that there is witchcraft. And the major little nasty girl, mean girl, is Saoirse Ronan from Atonement, which is she's most like, and also from Brooklyn. So she's having a great year. And she is much closer in age to her her Atonement age than she was Brooklyn. But she's lovely in this, with the idea being that and she gets thrown out of somebody's home, Goody Proctor's home, because she was having an affair with him. I'm not going to tell you much more about it, because you can either read it or you know it, but this is a terrific production. It also has Sharon Hines in it as the deputy governor. It's got Sophie Okonedo in it as Goody Proctor. It has Ben Whishaw in it, who is also in Brooklyn as John Proctor. It's a terrific production. It's probably one of the best you'll ever see, and it's really wonderful. Five stars. Dry Powder is a very modern kind of statement. I actually ended up explaining what all the terms meant to an actress later in the week. It stars Rick Azaria as head of a venture capital company. Claire Danes as Jenny, one of his analyst. John Krasinski as the opposition to Jenny, another analyst, and Jeff Schrader is played by Janza De Silva. The idea is they're trying to decide whether or not to buy a company, and the idea being that the way that venture capitalists have made money is that you buy a company and strip it of its resources and throw the people out of work, and that's how you make your money, return on investments. And this sort of, along with ideation, which is 59, looks at the morality of modern business and modern commerce. And neither come off very well. It's terrific. It's very well acted. It helps if you know a little bit about finance, or at least the terms that they use. But the company is uniformly terrific. Cagney was at the York Street Theater, which does original musicals. I did not see it there. It's obviously about James Cagney. It's in two acts. And there's a whole lot about James Cagney I didn't know. He's actually was a New York kid, And he never said, you dirty rat, in spite of what everybody says. James Cagney is played by Robert Creighton, and he is terrific. He sings, he dances. You have the feeling that this is the opportunity of a lifetime, because he looks like James Cagney. He's short and broad and not the typical leading man. He ended up going to Hollywood because John Barrymore went to Broadway to act, and so Jack Warner said, okay, get me a Broadway actor, and that's how Jimmy Cagney's Hollywood career started. He was a song and dance man. They have the rest of the cast are four other people, and then Jack Warner is played by Bruce Sabbath, who's terrific. The other four, by playing like 15 other roles, some of them work, some of them don't. The first part is very autobiographical of James Cagney. The second part will blow your socks off. He sings, he dances, he just will enchant you. So the reason to see this is Robert Creighton, who is wonderful. I think I gave it 4.5 stars because the other cast members sort of came and went on me. Bright Star is perhaps best known at this moment for the fact that Steve Allen and Edie Brickell wrote it, the music, the lyrics, and the story. The idea is that, I'm not going to tell you much about the idea, but the reason that people will be talking about this in a year is Carmen Cusack, who plays Alice Murphy, and she comes out at the very beginning. Bluegrass is the big deal on Broadway this year. This is the fifth or sixth that does bluegrass, and she's got a great voice. The bluegrass, part of the players are on stage at that log cabin. The great Stephen Bogardus is around. It's a terrific, huge cast that talk about apparently a real event in American history with and what happened to women. So it's a feminist tale. It's got great music in it. But Carmen Cusack, everybody thinks she's a Brit. She's not. She's born in Denver, Colorado, and she's wonderful. She can sing, she can dance, she can act. It's wonderful. Okay, two other little shows. One is called That Physics Show, created and featuring Dave Mallow, who is terrific. You should take your kids to this. I think the tickets are $59 in the front row, $49 in the back row, but if you take a group, you can do it for as little as $19. It's on 42nd Street, 300 West 42nd. This, I'm going to try and get him on the program, just because it will reignite the interest in science in your kids. It's just plain wonderful. Stupid Effing Bird. Yeah, I don't like Chekhov to begin with. This is a restaging and reimagining of Chekhov's The Seagull. And, I mean, it's cute. The problem is it feels like kind of a high school production. It's not that the people aren't talented. It's silly. And silly Chekhov doesn't really work. I mean, Chekhov was not meant to be silly, I don't think. So this one, I don't know. You sort of applaud the effort, I suppose, but it's silly. Chekhov isn't silly. I don't like Chekhov either, but he's not silly, and they made this silly. Okay, so Stupid Bird you could probably avoid. Physics Show, you should definitely take your kids to. Bright Star, Carmen Cusack is terrific. Cagney, you go see for Cagney. Dry Powder is very well staged, very well written, very smart. It's actually the premier effort of the writer, whom we should all keep an eye on because she's wonderful. Her name is Sarah Burgess, and this is the first play she's ever written, and she's terrific. She has a great sense of timing, a great sense of vocabulary. Crucible is a once-a-lifetime experience, shouldn't be missed. So you can read about all of these and movies and DVDs at drjoy.com. I know theater is not inexpensive, but it's a one-in-a-lifetime thing. A movie you can go back to again and again. The night you're at the theater with that cast will never happen again in the same way. So go see some theater. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, thank you, Jake. All right, so Manny, lay on me, program director.
All right, this one is from Tim, and it actually fits nicely considering you just did a bunch of reviews for theater on the last segment. But Tim says, what movies are particularly good at moving people to be more kind?
It's a really interesting question. You know, somebody's actually done some studies on this. They haven't done it specifically on kindness. So, but they've done it on violence. And what they found is that if you show people a movie, a violent movie, let's just pick Death Wish 1, 2, 3, or, you know, to what they did, 15 of those. I know they didn't do that many, 7 or something. They show somebody Death Wish or Friday the 13th or Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and then they give them a standardized test. All of a sudden, and they obviously give people the test before, and it's an elegantly done study, because you could say, well, you know, but what happens if you didn't show them the movie? So they've shown violent movies, and it turns out that people have much more violent tendencies on the thematic apperception test, which is the TAT, which is the ink blot test, or what. The ink blot, or the showing you an ambiguous picture and then you describe what's going on it, or the MMPI. So any of the standardized tests, if you've just seen a violent movie, your perceptions are going to be influenced by that. You're going to see more violence. You're going to be slightly more paranoid, to use, I suppose, a psychological word. So we know that context matters, and content matters. So presumably, if that's the case, then the opposite would be true. So, although I don't know that people have ever done that, the other study, because that would be a really interesting one, wouldn't it? For example, if you saw, what's the one that Jimmy, was it Something Life? Is it Great Life? What's the name of the Jimmy Stewart one that they always show at Christmas?
It's A Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life, yeah, Great Life. Thank you, Joy, for your brain almost working today. It's A Wonderful Life. If you show Terms of Endearment, I'm just trying to think of sappy movies that make you cry. Field of Dreams. So movies where there's a huge emotional content, that there is a positive resolution, that people are coming together. Presumably, people would be influenced by that. So think about for a moment. Think about our lives at this moment. Think about who goes to what movies. And one of the things that we know is that young men go to violent movies, scary movies, and sports events. And we know that, we know, for example, that there have been some, and I'm not suggesting that everybody who goes to see Death Wish 2 is going to become a serial killer. But we know that context matters, that content matters. And so one of the things that the national NET worries about is, what are we showing young kids? And given the fact that people are watching more and more television, and if we put in video games and movies and to the television pot, What we understand is that we're raising a society, especially if males, but if females as well, raised on violence and the idea that a gun is the solution to any particular problem. And you think about how many video games that includes, how many movies, including things like Star Wars. I just read yesterday that Star Wars, which was released 1 week short of 4 months ago, has made just under $1 billion. $1 billion, a movie in 4 months. So, and I mean, I actually like the movie, but it's got explosions in it, it's got blood in it, it's got people shooting each other. So if we think about this as a society, that NET is right, that we should have more Sesame Street, we should have more Father Knows Best, we should have the television and video games should be less violent, more productive, more sentimental, more girly, I suppose, if we're really trying to make people feel better, as opposed to more aggressive. So we don't have as much conclusive material on how to make people generous and kind, but we can extrapolate from what we know makes people ungenerous and unkind and violent, which is violent movies. And violent, and video games, and whatever. And I think there are an awful lot of people. As I said, NET has been around for, I think, 45 years or something. I think Sesame Street is 45 years old. that the idea being that children are very much influenced by it. But I would argue that not only are children influenced by it, but I'll tell you, I've got, about a minute and a half here to tell you a quick story. A bunch of years ago when I was living in Massachusetts, I went to see Wait Until Dark with Audrey Hepburn and Richard Crenna and Alan Arkin. And it was, I couldn't afford to see movies first run, so it had been out for, I don't know, a year at least probably. And I was sitting in the theater. There were three of us in the theater. And I was sitting with my then husband, and there was one guy in front of us. And I'm not going to spoil much of the movie for you. It's an old movie. If you haven't seen it, it's terrific. It's a classic. But at one point, somebody that you think is dead isn't. And they come out of the shadows. And I screamed. And the guy in front of me started screaming because he was so frightened because I was screaming. And then I screamed again. And so there were only three of us in the theater. And I really freaked everybody out. Went home that night and thought I heard somebody knocking on the door. Woke up in the middle of the night screaming. And I don't even know to this day if there was actually somebody downstairs or not. But the point being that I would view myself as a relatively stable, sane human being. But I was immersed in a situation that frightened the daylights out of me. And not only did it frighten me in that situation immediately, but it had a halo effect. It had a hangover effect that lasted for hours afterward. I think as a society, it's something we really need to be aware of. And I think your question is completely appropriate. And unfortunately, we know the negative example. I don't think we have as much data, but we can surmise. As I said, we can extrapolate from the negative how to make people more positive, which is situations in which you problem solve, situations in which people come together, situations in which people help each other. Okay. So it's a very interesting question. You guys are really good at making me think about things in ways that I hadn't thought about before, haven't talked about before. So I appreciate that. So it keeps me interested and involved.
What was the name of that movie?
Wait Until Dark.
Wait Until Dark.
The idea is that she's blind and that her husband is... I'm not going to tell you anything more than that. She's blind. He brings her a doll. And people think that there's something in the doll. And this is Richard Crenna at his creepiest and Alan Arkin at his creepiest.
Wow.
And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. was actually her husband. You'll like it. It'll scare the daylights out of you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com. At 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.